Welcome to Fran Coach's Franchising 101 podcast series. Here we talk about all things franchising. What is it all about? Is it for you? How do you find the best one to own? And so much more. Now your host, Tim Parmeter.
Hello, everyone, and thanks for tuning in to this week's edition of the Franchising 101 podcast series. I'm Tim Parmeter, founder and CEO of Fran Coach and your Franchising 101 host. Today, we're going to cover a topic that was actually submitted by one of our listeners. Last week, I actually threw that out to you guys, if there's something you haven't heard, you wanted to learn a little bit more about from a franchising perspective, send us a message. We're like in the hundreds now on episodes. So any help I can get from you guys on what the heck we're going to talk about is a bonus. So thanks to Dana in Florida, who gave me the, you know, longtime listener, first time suggester. So thanks for that. But Dana in Florida asked about how do partnerships work in franchising and from an ownership perspective. So awesome question, Dana, and thanks for sending that in. The majority of people who own a franchise are they are the owner. They have 100% ownership in their franchise. Yes, most of them are going to have some sort of staff with them, but they are sole owners. But what if you have or you want some type of partnership? Is that possible? How does that work? What are the advantages, the potential pitfalls? That's what we're going to talk about today. First up, of course, who the heck are we in Fran Coach? So Fran Coach is a national search firm dedicated to working with individuals who are interested in owning a franchise. We're partnered with now well over 600 franchises. It spans 70 plus industries. Frankly, I've kind of lost count. Our goal is to very simply help our clients learn about franchising to know if this is the right path for them. And if so, what is their absolute best franchise to own? And the goal of the Franchising 101 series is just simply to help educate people on all aspects of franchise ownership. And one other thing I want to kind of just touch on with Fran Coach and what we do and kind of our process before we get into the partnerships. And we say this a lot to folks, and I realize I don't know how much we talk about it on the podcast. So the vast majority of people that we work with that start a franchise, a couple of things that are really in common that are a little maybe counterintuitive to what happens in the real world, when we're kind of in the corporate world. So number one, they start a franchise in an industry that they have little to no experience in. That's first. Second, it's usually something they didn't think of or weren't already kind of thinking, hey, I might be this or might be that. It's rarely that. And then third is oftentimes it's a franchise that they didn't even know existed before we got started, right? And so the big thing I always talk to people about our process is you have to come to the table with an open mind, right? Pretty much everybody we talk to, they're smart, they're successful, they're talented, they're driven. They wouldn't be on the phone with us and working with our team. We wouldn't even be listening to this podcast if that was not the case. But you've got to come to the table with an open mind, because our process is designed to get you out of your comfort zone. And guess what? That's not comfortable to do that. We like our comfort things, comfort food, comfy couch, comfy slippers. No, I'm not showing you my comfy bunny slippers right now. You're just going to have to deal with that. But we have that. You're going to get out of that comfort zone a little bit as you go through this. And it's key. It's really not key. It's vital to this. And success in the process is not possible without the open mind of all of you folks when you come to the table to work with us. But I really just kind of wanted to take a moment to, because as we talk about these different things, or you hear the podcast with our franchisors or our clients that have become franchisees and the industry, right? Don't get so much caught up in, I don't know anything about X or that. I'm not sure if that would be a good industry for me. Focus on what's the franchise bringing to the table for you, right? What are they looking for in an owner that day in, day out? One of our early podcasts, probably somewhere in the 30s, is literally called the get out of bed test. And that comes up a great deal as we go through this, is really understanding what do you want to do every day when you get out of bed as a franchise owner. So again, I wanted to kind of take a moment for that, but it also kind of leads into what we're going to talk about today from a partnership standpoint as franchise owners. So what does that mean? Well, spouses, right? We get that a lot. We get parent, child. Sometimes we're going to just get, you know, hey, two people, they know each other. They want to be business partners, not related, whatever that might look like. And we've had combinations of those. And I think if I go back through our In the Words episodes, we've got a combination of all of those as well, right? So a few things to think about with this, right? So as a partnership, what are some of the advantages? Well, you got a buddy system, right? Going through this journey with you. That's great. It's not all on you. You've got somebody else, hopefully, obviously, that you have some trust in a prior relationship with. We're not just like showing up at Discovery Day and pairing two people up. You've got the help with the, you know, from an investment standpoint, the workload, and just the, it's sometimes as a franchise owner, even in the franchise system, when you have all their support, it can be a little lonely at the top, right? You're like, I want the control. I want to make all these decisions and I want the buck to stop with me. But what if you're not really sure what to do with the buck? Having that partner can really kind of help you with that, right? So as you are looking at this and thinking about this, one of the things you always encourage very early on, as best as possible, we want the partners to be going through the process with the FranCoach team. And especially if it's really going to be a pretty much a 50-50 thing. Every now and then it's somebody like, hey, this is 100% me, and maybe my spouse is going to kind of jump in a little bit. Okay, we still need to know about the spouse, but if you're true 50-50 going into this, we need to have you both a part of that process of before we ever start talking about franchises, is building that out. What is each of your get out of bed tests? What are your strengths? What are you good at? What do you want to do? And always kind of equate it to if we have a husband and wife, right? Or any sort of relationship we're living together. And both of you love doing dishes, but hate taking out the trash. What's going to happen? The dishes are going to be clean as can be and trash are going to be piled up in the corner over there, right? So we have to have a good understanding of division. Who's doing what? With this, we need to have an understanding, and some of that can overlap. And a lot of times partners, in business will talk about there's certain aspects that they truly enjoy doing together. That's awesome, but we're going to each have some strengths and some divisions with this. And I'll use myself as an example with this. So, I've owned FranCoach for a long time now, 7.5 years. My wife, Danielle, who joined us a couple episodes ago on our fun one with, Leanne Caruso from entrepreneur.com. She's been in franchising forever. She has her own business. So we have kind of our separate entities, that we both kind of stick our nose in each other's business. Cause it's more fun to run somebody else's business than your own. But we also own a franchise together. We own a couple of units of it. And we just talked not so long ago about semi-absentee ownership. We are both semi-absentee owners in the franchise that we run. But when we started out, we had kind of like, okay, who's doing what? Almost, it was almost like a task draft, right? Mm-hmm. And we each had some different strengths behind our backgrounds that we're able to tap into. She's the marketing guru and has... Part of what her business does with franchisors is help them from a marketing standpoint. So that was kind of a no-brainer. I've done more hiring and more kind of manage the manager things. So that's been a little bit more on me. She took on payroll because she drew the short straw on that and has a little more experience with that. And then I kind of follow the metrics a little bit more, right? And so as best we can, we try to stay in our lanes with that. And then we've got a couple of things that we still try to collaborate with each other on that, right? So kind of as an example, the other thing that, even when it is a spouse, parent, child, certainly if it's a business partner, before we are signing a franchise agreement and we've gotten to the point where we figured out what all that needs to look like and which is the right franchise, is strongly recommend taking time to kind of create a separate from the franchise agreement, maybe within your LLC, but a lot of times even just a true kind of business contract agreement of, it's essentially like the business prenup, right? So if this partnership fails for whatever reason. How do we separate this? What if one of us just wants to separate from this? What does that look like? What are each other's responsibilities from this, financially, roles, all of those type of things? Even conflict resolution, right? How we're 50-50 partners, right? We got a 1-to-1 vote on what we need to do. How do we solve that, right? I know in our situation, if my wife and I are 1-to-1 on that, I'm not stupid. She wins, right? So, but you've got to have an understanding of what that looks like. And then as great as it can be to have support from a financial perspective on the investment, you do have to factor in, okay, well, now if both of you are trying to draw money out, kind of pay yourself as a salary, that might lessen a little bit, especially at the beginning, right? So are you comfortable with that financially? Are we able to pad that in from a funding standpoint? Do we have other sources of income, right? So those type of things, doesn't mean you can't do it, but the advantage of splitting essentially that investment piece means you're also splitting the profits and all of kind of the net revenue from this standpoint, right? So you've got to kind of take those things into consideration. But more than anything, again, the conflict resolution, how we kind of format both the franchise agreement and just that business agreement. I go back to the beginning of this is if you're 50-50, both of you really have to be immersed in the process and have an understanding of as we go through and we build that out, kind of our second call with clients is an hour. Sometimes with partners, it's even longer, right? Because we're really what's each other's role. Who's doing what? What's missed, right? If it looks like somebody's not, you're both terrible at the financial aspect. Okay, well, can one of you do it, or does that mean we've got to hire somebody? Do we look for a franchise that has extra support there? Those type of things. We really need to understand that. And then again, the conflict resolution piece, right? How do we get through those things? So, but when we have the people involved in that process early on and really kind of throughout, not just building out, but when we start having the calls with the franchisors, it is imperative that you are both able to commit the time and be able to work through that together. I'll say as best as possible, but really I would tell you almost without exception, because what's going to happen is you're going to hear so much information, whether that's the first call or the ninth call in the process with the franchise. It is impossible for you to be able to take all of that information you just heard and properly relay it and explain it to the person that wasn't on that call. You can't do it, right? It's too much information. It's new. You are hearing it from the expert within that franchise who does this, like they do this for a living, right? So they, and stuff, a lot of times they probably could say to you in their sleep. So having both of you on so you can both hear the information firsthand, when there's questions, you can pop those up right then, versus if I'm on a call with the franchisor and I'm hearing everything, then now I'm explaining that to my wife. One, I'm not going to do nearly as good of a job. Something's going to get missed. She's going to ask a question and I'm going to go, blah, 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 something, right? Not the articulate answer that she would have gotten had she been on that call and asked the franchisor directly, right? And then again, some of the things from a funding perspective, it is possible to have separate kind of funding each partner and then bring that to the table. Kind of both of you bringing that together. That tends to happen a little bit more when they're business partners, spouses, usually that's intertwined, parent, child, usually kind of the same with that. But again, that's why I always go back to what's that business agreement between the partners? Who's contributing what? Even if one contributes more than the other, that should be factored in on how things come out from the profits and proceeds of the business, right? So does it happen all the time? No, but we've got, I bet you probably 4 or 5 people right now are kind of groups that are partners looking at this. And so it is, again, it is a thing. if you are a spouses looking at this, you got to really ask yourself, and this is like, trust me, I'm not getting involved in this question other than telling you to ask it of one another. Are you okay with this, right? Can you have your lives, family, whatever that you're doing, intertwined with the, with being in business together? Some people need that separation, and that's not a thing that they can do. You've got to really and truly be honest with yourselves. And if you do, be able to set boundaries. If I use ourselves, my wife and I, as an example, we probably suck at the boundary thing, to be honest, right? Is we tend to get a little immersed in it, though it is fun for us to talk about our businesses separately, but it's also fun to talk about our franchises that we own together. So for us, it is an enjoyable piece of just our lives, our conversations, even how like our kids have learned about it. So for us, that's great. Do we have to kind of fight ourselves, not like fight, but just force ourselves, I guess is a better word, to like shut up about work, right? Or business or whatever, to just go and have those fun things or whatever it might be. Yes. And so again, as a really, especially as couples, right? If you're in a relationship together as a couple, or it is a parent and child, really have honest conversations with yourselves about that dynamic and be honest, because you don't want to get into the business and then it causes issues in the relationship, right? The business is awesome, but it's not more important than that, right? So those are some of the things that I would kind of recommend to keep in mind as you're thinking about this. So hopefully that helps a little bit understanding how that can work, the dynamics, the advantages. There are a lot of them. Like with everything, there's potential disadvantages, but that really is kind of in the eye of the beholder, right? What I may think is a disadvantage, you may think is awesome, and vice versa. It's why we always say this is an incredibly personalized, individualized process. What's best for you is not going to be best for the next person and the next person, right? So hope that helps and kind of gives you some perspective on that. If you're listening to this podcast, again, I say this numerous times, you have interest in franchise ownership, you're on some podcast platform listening to Franchising 101. Whether it is learning more about ownership for yourself, or you've got somebody else that could be with you, let's talk. Reach out to us. Francoach.net is our main page. Franchising 101 podcast. Franchising101podcast.net. Sorry, Francoach.net. Those are our sites. Send us a message. Let's set up that first call. Again, there's never, ever any fee for our service. So again, contact us. Let's talk. Let's see if there might be something out there for you. And again, if you've got some fantastic idea, it could be a crappy idea at this point. I don't care. Fire a message to us. You're like, hey, Tim, we'd love to learn more about this in franchising. And even if it's something maybe we've talked about high level, but we want to get a little bit deeper on, messages for that as well. As always, thank you for listening. And I can't express enough how much it means to me to hear the feedback that we get from our website, on social media, and all the clients that we have that have taken that step to reach out. So again, you're here, you're listening, you're thinking about this. Let's get a call set up. Francoach.net, franchising101podcast.net. Take that first step today to help create your better tomorrow. Thanks for tuning in, everyone, and we hope to talk with you soon.
Thanks for listening to Francoach's Franchising 101 podcast, where our ultimate goal is to help educate you on all things franchising so you can create your better tomorrow.